I thought on this Veterans Day, we might talk about a new book about veterans and their families. And the book is called Stories Around the Table, which is a really interesting little book about military families gathering around the table, talking about life and other things. And to talk about that, one of the authors of the book, Angela, last name, Sabon, Kabon, Angela?
Yes, hi, it's Kabon.
Kabon, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
I took two shots at it, and neither one was right.
Well, thank you for trying. I appreciate it.
All right, so I at least you got it right. Thank you very much. This is a nice little book, Stories Around the Table, Laughter, Wisdom, and Strength in Military Life. You are a military wife, is that correct?
Yes, my husband's in the Army National Guard.
And so what prompted the book?
I mean, for myself, when I was approached about writing this book, I thought, well, this is just genius. I spent most of my career as a writer just trying to write the stories that maybe perhaps somebody who does not have any military experience could read and connect with us. I think that when it comes to these stories, you can really, people are just encouraged by them. This book not only supports other military families that are facing these challenges, but it also builds this bridge of understanding between the military community and the civilian community, and that's just so important. Again, my husband's Army National Guard. We do not live near a military installation, so the majority of the people that I connect with on a day-to-day business are other civilian families. So having that opportunity to share that with other people, that to me was the biggest reason why I wanted to participate in this project.
I think it's over 40 authors are sharing their individual stories. This is a collection of each relatively small story. It's actually a relatively small book. I love this little format of the book, too, by the way.
Thank you.
it's a nice, almost a gift book kind of thing. Just a nice little format. The audience is seeing a picture of it on the screen. So they're short vignettes almost, written by a variety of different authors from military families. How did you, how did they all come together? Did people solicit these things to you, or did you reach out to people and ask them to write something, or how did that all happen?
Well, Karen, she is the publisher for Elvarisa Publishing, so she pretty much did solicit us, and she said, hey, you know, everybody has a different, we all are on different walks in our military life. You know, my husband's been in for 16 years, and when you read this book and you read the stories, you'll sense that. You'll sense that everybody has a different story to tell. So Karen and, Terry did a fantastic job at asking, you know, different people from different branches to come together and write different stories about their, you know, life and tell their story in particular. So I think that's one of the features of this book, that you can just read it and it's not going to be the same story. When you turn that page, you be prepared to cry, be prepared to laugh, enlightened. It's just such a fantastic collection of everybody. And it's also an honor to be, you know, included in the project. And a lot of my close friends are in the book as well. So it's just a fantastic collaboration. It really is.
Now, your essay is called What Strength Looks Like. What's that all about?
Well, again, because my husband is Army National Guard, I wanted to take that opportunity and, again, just say thank you to the civilian community, because they have just been a wonderful support. There was, you know, when my husband deployed the first time for 15 months, I said, oh, gosh, what am I going to do now? I didn't have any support from the military community. So instead of whining about it, or maybe, you know, just enclosing myself in my room for 15 months and not coming out, I said, I'm going to make the best out of this. I am going to reach out to other people and teach them about, you know, the military, the National Guard life, and what it is that my husband does. I was proud of it. I still am. So What Strength Looks Like is exactly just that. I wanted to share my story of how I found that strength and how I still continue to find it each and every day, because, you know, we might have these experiences, and yes, we're stronger, but, you know, it can be challenging. And again, so I just wanted to be able to share that story with the community, both military and civilian.
Your husband is Army National Guard, as you said. That and you pointed out earlier, that puts you in a little different perspective as a military spouse than those who have members on active duty, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And how does that sort of make your life different?
I like to say that I have the best of both worlds. You know, I am a very proud military spouse, but when my husband takes his uniform off, we are a civilian family. We live in a civilian community. My son goes to a civilian school. It's a very small town. Nobody around here really even knows what the military, you know, does. To that aspect, they appreciate us. They thank us. They thank my husband for his service. And so again, I think that you just have to really kind of find a way to balance that. So throughout these, you know, these past 10 years that I've been married, every experience that the military throws our way is kind of just like, all right, well, let's see how we're going to get through this now. And the support is amazing. So again, it's kind of like we do go into military mode when he's gone. And, even if he's gone for 2 weeks, it's kind of like, all right, now we're a military family. You know, that has changed. And it's interesting to explain that to your 8-year-old who knows daddy has a regular job, but daddy also puts on a uniform for his country. So it can be challenging, but I embrace it. I think it's fantastic. It's just such a unique experience, and you know, I'm so proud of my husband for doing that.
How do you teach younger kids? Your kids maybe by now have a better understanding of it, but how do you teach them that, yep, dad gets up and goes to work, dad gets up and goes to work, dad gets up and goes to work, whoop, dad gets off and puts on a uniform today?
Right. I mean, when they're smaller, they don't understand. You know, you can sit there. When my husband deployed for 15 months, my son was 2. So it was a little difficult to even explain where daddy was going, because at that time, you know, he saw daddy and then daddy was gone. So now, though, he actually has a better understanding. I do explain to him what our military does. I tend not to really sugarcoat many things. So he understands, you know, we are a country at war. This is what daddy has to do to protect us. And he just gets, he's lit up. He's so proud of his dad. He loves the fact that we can talk to him about these things, and one day he'll be able to explain it to his sister. She's only 2 now, so, if it ever does come down the road where he is deployed again, or he ever does have to go away for a long period of time, I think he's at a place now where he will understand. Yes, it's going to hurt, and he'll probably be very upset. He's very close to his father, but he will be so proud, and he still is, you know. Having children and being in the military, especially when you're not surrounded with other children who have parents in the military, that can be a little challenging. But another part of him also, you know, he loves to go to school and say, daddy has, you know, is in the army. Daddy puts on the uniform. So for him, that's, again, he just has that moment where he's so proud of him. So, but children are so resilient. They really are. They're just so fantastic, and they help us get through these tough times and vice versa. So, they're just fantastic, though.
Stories Around the Table is divided into a variety of different sections: military parenting, military marriage. Yours is under the orders to go deployment section when you talk about what strength looks like. Yeah.
Right.
Have you? I don't know if you've read all of these, or if you've read most of them, or many of them, or some of them. Have you gone through some of the other stories? I assume.
I sure have. Yeah.
I'm just wondering if they're all different, obviously, and I've read quite a good bit of it. Is there a common theme of some kind? Again, it spans marriage to parenting to careers to deployment to friendship and so on, but is there a common theme that you see or find or sense among all of these?
I would say that as a military member, I get it. So for me, to be, like I said, when I was asked to do this book, I said, well, what is there going to be a theme? That was one of my questions. What is the theme? So the theme for me, and I'm sure if other people read the book, they might sense it, is unity. Because, again, we might have different stories, and like I said, there's a variety. There's sadness, there's happiness, I mean, there's laughing where you fall off your seat, hysterical, funny, but at the same time, you can sense that all these different stories and all these different situations that were going on, and at some different point, because we have stories from like 10 years ago and things that are happening now, it's all unity, a military community coming around and discussing their life. These stories will not only connect us as a family, a military family, but they connect people, anybody that reads these stories. So I feel like that is definitely the theme for this book, is just getting everybody united and understanding a little bit about our life.
Who gets more value from this book, civilians or those who are already in the military?
You know, that's a good question. I think they both do. In my personal, you know, opinion, I really hope that civilians look at this book and say, "Wow, this is just fantastic. What great stories. I had no idea this happened," or maybe they do understand military life and just want to support the project and say, "This is just a great book to have." I don't think, you know, either way, I think they can both gain something from this book. Most of my community here, the civilian community, loves it. They have it, and they do. They can relate to it, military or not.
Do you find the civilian community that you are in understands the situation you're in? Do they? And maybe you have others who are also, military members as well. But how do you get support from your civilian community? Do they comprehend what sometimes you have to go through?
Absolutely. You know, one thing that I think is that when you go into, again, you have to switch off the hat and now you're a soldier again, is now the family, you know, we're left here to continue functioning day to day. We have to keep moving. We have to keep living. So I always tell other military families who are perhaps going through the same thing is do not be afraid to reach out. Do not be afraid to say, you know, "Oh, my husband's not home. This is what we're going through. I just had a bad week." There's nothing wrong with that. There was a point when, you know, when I didn't feel that I needed to bring that part out, but that's a part of my life. So I like to share that as well. I think it's important for somebody else in the civilian community to know you are a military family. Perhaps they can help you in some way. So yeah, absolutely. I think that it's so very important. It's such a big part of your life that why wouldn't you want to let people know?
Your husband is home right now, not currently deployed, is that correct?
Correct.
What do you do on Veterans Day?
He's actually working.
Okay.
I said, you know, it's funny, all the veterans are working and we have off. So, and my son actually has school, so it's just a normal day here, you know?
Yeah, all right. Do I understand correctly, part of the proceeds of this book go to benefit, what is it, Operation Homefront, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Proceeds of the, the royalties, and instead of having the author royalties, we are giving part of the proceeds to Operation Homefront. And they're just an amazing, amazing organization.
Good. I appreciate your time today. Be sure to let your husband know we appreciate his service and yours as well, because when he serves, you serve. So we appreciate that. And it's a really delightful book. Man, I guess that's a good word to use. It's a delightful
yes.
book. It's a really interesting book to read. And as you say, it spans the emotions. There are some very sad stories in here, but some funny ones and really some insightful ones, too. And they're all real short. And it's the kind of thing you can pick up when you got a few minutes and just... you know, say, I think I'll read a little bit about this book. It's called Stories Around the Table. Angela, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much, Hart. I'm honored to be on. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Appreciate
you
it.
You too.
All right. The book is called Stories Around the Table, Laughter, Wisdom, and Strength in Military Life. It's an interesting size book. It's like a half-size book here. It's in terms of page numbers, it's a large book, 272 pages. But it's really kind of a good, it's almost like a, a good stocking stuffer, maybe, I guess is what I'm trying to say, you know?
Yeah, why not?
Stocking stuffer, something like that. Laughter, Wisdom, and Strength in Military Life. Thought we would share that with you here on Veterans Day.